Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell of the Spirit Within You Wholeness and Sacred Studies Center here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are located on the World Wide Web at www.thespiritwithinyou, as in universe. Here's where we like to say, you discover the gift is you. What you're listening to is a monthly show that is the Blog Talk Radio show for the Spirit Within You. And here we educate you and provide you with information to bring about a new awareness on our products, services, as well as our coaching, classes, and workshops. We have a class coming up on the 7th, this Saturday, in which we're going to introduce you to Bach Flower Remedies. That's Bach Flower Remedies has been around for over 40 plus years. And what I have on the line with me today is my dear friend, Sharon Corey, who is an RN, a Bach remedy expert and an intuitive healer. And she specializes not only in the Bach Flower Remedy for adults, as well as children, but most importantly, our four-legged family members. She has intuitively discovered over her years of being an RN and working and training with the Bach Flower Remedy how to utilize them so you can communicate with your pets and allow them to have a life that is filled with optimal health, vitality, and happiness. So I want to introduce her because she has so much awesome things to introduce us to. And Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today on our Blog Talk Radio show.
Thank you, Karen. It's a pleasure. I've been looking forward to speaking with you and our dear audience in sharing so joyfully and so with great anticipation of how we can serve the four-legged community. After all, they are our four-legged kids. They are indeed our other family member that we care just as much about as our two-legged children. What would life be without them? They give so much unconditional love and accept us as we are. We, as their caregivers, need to know as much as we can to improve the quality of their life, not just physically, but emotionally and psychologically. And how can we possibly leave the spiritual aspect out of this? They so often mirror what it is their owners, their two-legged mommy and daddy, so to say, and their siblings, many homes, have more than one children, more than one four-legged child, and we all need to learn how to get along. We all bring our complexities with us into the pack, so to say, and just as we go through our moments of jealousy, anger, fear, frustrations, so do they, because they often mirror what it is that we're going through even when we ourselves are not aware of it in the moment. We all know psychologically about the suppressed and the repressed feelings. Freud himself made us come out of the closet, so to say, when it comes to that. So why not learn and practice as much as we can learn to improve the quality of their life? They can speak to us in words, as we know, but they do speak to us with their body language, and that tells us so much. I think of one family that had a darling little corgi who was the happiest little pup. And one day, mom and dad came home with their newborn. And until that moment, this darling little corgi, who was happy as a lark, suddenly got depressed, wouldn't eat his food, was having nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And they couldn't figure out what was going on. They took him to the vet time and time again. No treatment was working in the straight mainstream, well, what drug, or they were becoming so desperate with this loss of weight that their four-legged beloved kid was exhibiting, they almost agreed to an exploratory operation. And then the puppy mom's mom, her intuition kicked in, and she said, no, there's something else going on here. This only started when I brought home my child, my newborn. And fortunately, this story, and I could tell you hundreds of them, has a very happy ending, because it was discovered upon interview and being with the family unit, because we're working to serve the whole family unit, not just an isolated situation. And the correct remedies, the correct box flower remedies, were made for this little corgi, was given to him regularly on a daily schedule, and it was, in fact, for his jealousy that he felt and didn't know how to express, but made him so anxious and so fearful that when he received the Bach flower essence that was specifically and uniquely made for his circumstance, all his physical symptoms went away. And he was able to integrate himself back in his new pack with the addition of the child. And it has a happy ever after ending. And I am so excited about sharing this one with you, in addition to many others.
That's so beautiful that we can take a step back, especially that mom, and realize that this is not how my baby shows up in the world. Something is not quite right. And she listened to her inner guidance, and she was able to support this little tiny person within the dog, or spirit, as I like to say,
yeah,
to support that and allow this little tiny animal to have the support and the love that you give a family member when they're totally not in their beingness, being who you normally know them to be. And that was so courageous on her part to pick that up. And that was so beautiful that you were able to support and help with that. I just think is amazing. And that's why we designed this show, because we wanted to offer to people, because my understanding, Sharon, and you let me know, our pets pick up on our vibration and frequency where we are. So if we're a little off, if we're depressed, if we're anxious, if we're annoyed, if we're sad, if we're angry or mad, that vibration for which we are, that pet picks up on it. And so
yes,
this is so crucial for us to understand that we don't want to press any emotions down. We want to utilize tools such as Bach flower remedies for ourselves as well as our pets to support us, because there are so many use for this particular remedy that is amazing what you can do and how you can support yourself as well as your four-legged animal. And there's so much shows currently, like Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz both recommend one particular product that does come from Bach Flower Remedy, and it's called Rescue Remedy. And I used to sell it at the Spirit Within You, and with your support, we're going to bring it back in. But can you talk a little bit about the history of Bach Flower Remedy and how, what drove you passionately to find a solution for to help our four-legged family members?
Yes, Karen, I could not agree with you more. And it is my pleasure to share a little bit of this history, and in addition to giving another happy ending to another family member. Dr. Edward Bach was a physician, an English, residing in London, a physician. His life spanned, I think he was born 1886, and he passed on in 1936. He himself, like many, was born rather frail and sickly. His spiritual life was so strong to come into this incarnation with gifts, high intuition, as a subtle, sensitive being. When he himself was told by his colleagues at the time that he didn't have much longer to live, he was a very young man, but quite frail and sickly in the body, his intuition led him to close his straight medical practice at that time and go into retreat. He took an assistant with him, and spending that quiet time, that innovative, deep quality of time with nature, he was able to innovate, to discover what we now call the original 12 Bach flower essences. And he was his own first guinea pig, actually. He formulated this, gave himself the remedies. He was led spiritually to give himself. And once again, a happy ending. He was able to cure himself with those original 12 remedies. Came back to London to his practice and integrated. And this pleases me so much to tell our audience. It is not an alternative method like some used to think back in the day. It is a complementary healing modality that he integrated into his practice and once again saw tremendous success, kept detailed notes on all these cases as scientific proof. So it was an integration of an additional truth that worked in conjunction with modern medicine. So, of course, we are not saying use this only and all will be fine. If someone obviously needs an operation to remove an appendix or there's something surgically or some life-threatening emergency, well, thank goodness for anesthesia. Thank goodness for operations. Thank goodness for the emergency rooms that deal with this. But I know many a person, as well as our animal kingdom, had the person not first initiated a rescue remedy at the tragic sight of an animal or dog or cat running out and getting hit by a car, giving them the rescue remedy first and even performing a CPR for animals, which is a bit of a difference in CPR for the human because of their anatomy, they would not have made it alive to the veterinary emergency room. This we know beyond a shadow of a doubt. And the rescue, I applaud, every family member should keep a bottle of rescue remedy, because it is for those very emergent, life-threatening tragedies that can happen to our dear ones. However, in addition to this, Dr. Bach, upon seeing the success of the original 12 remedies, went back into seclusion and innovated and created the rest of what we know to be the 38, a total of 38 Bach flower essences plus the rescue remedy for such life-threatening circumstances. And once again, integrated them as a complementary healing modality to his practice, and again, seeing such positive results. It's thrilling for me because when I first started out over 30 years ago, back in New York, I have had a full-time nutrition practice as a fully qualified registered nurse and a certification as an interfaith nurse. I happily and gratefully had the opportunity to serve many, many clients and patients as a nutrition coach. And they would just intuitively bring their cats and dogs to me, and a couple of parakeets here and there, because they saw the success in their own family unit and in themselves. So when their cat or dog was starting to show some signs and symptoms of, this is not normal behavior. Something's changing here. What's going on, Sharon? And of course, I could not say no. I'm a puppy mom myself, so I happily treated them to much success. I have to take this moment, if you allow me, Karen, to share this other story of a bird family.
Absolutely, because what I love about you, Sharon, is you have real-life testimonies, because how I met you is I needed some support, and I went to you. I needed the support with nutrition because I'm not a big eater. I don't eat a lot, and you supported me in many occasions on how to get nutrition in my body without necessarily having something to eat, if that's not what I was favoring. And I could have only gotten that through you because it's not something you go into Whole Foods and purchase. So we'll talk about that on another show. But by all means, please go ahead and express, because these are real-life stories with real-life results, real-life testimonies. By all means, please share.
Oh, happily. We know that parrots can live a very long time. And I've had this one bird family where there were three. And two of the three were real buddies. You know, they lived in the same cage together. And the third one, of a slightly different species, was kind of the bachelor and happy on his own and related more with the owners than with the other two. And, you know, we see this in human life as well. but one day, after 36 years, one of the buddies of the pair, like a bit of an odd couple, but they just loved each other, and they did everything together. Well, the one who was 36 years old must have had a stroke or an aneurysm that affected his heart, and we know how quickly that can cause a sudden death, which it did in the cage. And his partner saw him, can you imagine this, go through that experience and fall over and just die. And the survivor of the partner was in shock. He went into a terrible shock. And the owners came home and found, of course, this tragic scene. And I get a call. They were out of state. And, of course, I work with people on Skype, so it's very easy for us to do, you know, a session with the 21st century technology. And the survivor in that partnership became so severely depressed at the loss of his 36. I don't know. I don't know some marriages today that last that long, you know. And he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't play with his toys, not even his most favorite toys. And, of course, he was losing weight. And, of course, these very responsible pet owners took their beloved surviving parrot to the vet, and they just didn't know what to do. Nothing worked. And so they heard of me, and we had our first Skype. And it was very evident what was going on. I priority mailed their formulas, not just for the one who was suffering so, but for the mom and dad owner and for the other survivor bachelor, who now the whole rhythm of the family unit has suddenly and radically changed for position, importance, closeness to the owner, all of this. So I happily made them a formula, each one, the mom, the dad, the survivor of the relationship, and the bachelor bird. Well, again, success. With the first formula, and this was a case that we needed to follow up every 3 months for, you know, let's check in and see how he's doing. Well, the first formula was, again, uniquely, specifically geared to this bird's depression. He was in a severe depression. After that first initial consult and taking that remedy as directed correctly, he came out of it and started to eat, started to play with his toys, and started to recreate his new relationship within this group in the family unit. Success on that level. The next situation of problems that arise was now political. The surviving bachelor and the survivor of, you know, the passed on parrot. Now we cleaned and cleared physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychospiritually that grief period, and now he was coming back to now create the next phase of his life in this new family unit. That was another situation. So each time there is a drastic, radical, what's the best word I can possibly give you here? They're trying to recreate their positioning within the family unit and to have, bottom line, just as we look for, a happy life, a happy future, a happy old age. These parrots live very long. And I'm so pleased to tell you I was so honored and so privileged to be able to be a part of each of those phases that these birds and the owners were able to, embark upon. So the next formula that was made for each individual family member was to encourage, support, embrace this next phase of their lives so that the fighting would stop between the two surviving birds, you can imagine. Who's mommy's favorite, who's daddy's favorite, and so on. But it's such an honor to do this. I don't feel in my heart words can even express the gratitude I feel to be a part of that pet family unit for healing.
That's so beautifully said and expressed as always. And now, with the few minutes left of our show, what I want to talk to the audience about is our event, which we have on Saturday. This is November the 7th. You will be here at the Spirit Within You. And if anyone's wanting to get more information about the event that Sharon is holding at our location, you can go to www.spiritwithinyou.com. thespiritwithinyou.com, and you as in universe. You can click onto our meetup group, and from our meetup group, you can see the information about the Bach flower remedy. Sharon, I want you to talk a little bit about this, what the person can expect. The event is from 4 p.m. to 5:30. So we would love for all of you to join us. It is $10 because we value Sharon's expertise as well as her time here, and we look forward to you all coming out to this amazing event. So Sharon, if you could talk a little bit about this, it would be beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I will specifically be introducing the Bach flower remedies, all 38 of them, sharing testimonies, as well as answering all questions. I look forward to meeting people who are so devoted and committed to seeking and experiencing complementary healing modalities to integrate not only in their own healing and going forward, their other family member as well, cats, dogs. I call them my four-legged kids. And my little one herself, I rescued, and I'm now just thanking the universe every moment because she's 19 and a half years now. And when I had rescued her, she was quite a sick little puppy. And in integrating these methods, such as the Bach flower remedies, her change in food and diet, I'm able to tell you so many delicious stories of her own healing process, and we'll share as well from my own in the class, answering questions. It's a come as you are. Just bring who you are. Bring your questions, your experiences. I am always open to learning. I learn every day from my clients and my patients, whether two-legged or four-legged. I embrace them. And it's such a joyful experience for me to be let in to your healing process. Please come. I look forward to meeting you. I'm, in addition, available for private sessions for yourself, for your family members, for your four-legged kids. What can I say? I'm smiling at the anticipation of this Saturday coming in meeting you all and mutually learning and sharing from each other, because it is indeed.
Sharon, what number can they reach you at, and also your website again, please?
Yes, my iPhone is 702-540-2882. My website, which I invite you to explore, is BachRemedyPetExpert.com. That's Bach, B-A-C-H, RemedyPetExpert.com. I look forward to hearing from you.
And thank you again, and thank you to our listening audience. This is Karen Marie Campbell, owner of The Spirit Within You. You can follow us online in any of our social medias. So if you just go to www.thespiritwithinyou, you as in universe.com, there you'll find our social media icons, as well as our meetup group, our events page, as well as a list of our services, coaching, and all the beautiful events and workshops we do. We wish you each a day of blessing and perfect manifestation of the perfection of who you are. Have a blessed day. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.